This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joey Harrington to break down every aspect of the game. But first.
Every aspect?
No. Some aspects.
The majority.
Some aspects. Certain aspects. I'm not that excited for this
the
one.
The majority?
Not gonna lie.
The majority of the aspects.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, let's temper the expectation from the start. What we're probably gonna do is we're gonna talk about like an aspect to the game and then just like give suit grief for not coming to the green couch.
Yeah.
It's a valid point. Yeah. No green couch, no meeting boogers. It was a great shame. It was,
No old fashions.
No, I believe me.
Dude, I got to tell you something. And I said this on Monday.
You did.
You make one of the best old fashions I have ever had.
And that coming from a professional.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect that opinion.
It is really, I mean, it's, yeah, it's next level. Yeah. It's really good.
Do you want to know this? There's two ways I could roll with this. I could say, gosh, thank you so much. I am just an expert at old fashioned making. Or I could tell you, you know, the truth behind the whole thing.
Well, now you are a truth teller.
Wait a minute.
I have called Joey out several times thinking I've caught him in a lie. And each time he rebukes it. So I feel like we have come to know you as a man of the truth.
Well, so it's not like some huge secret. A great old fashioned is great bourbon and then great bitters. And the whiskey library makes their own bitter, like does that whole thing. And they do a bottle of like the homemade bitters. And so that's what I use for the bitter side. And then, but you do have to have like the whole, you got to get the orange peel and you have to express the, you know, but it's, I mean, if you got great bourbon and great bitters, then it just makes a great old fashioned. So it's not like it's some magic formula.
Okay. That's fair. But you know,
I've had bad old fashions.
Yeah. Like even with good bourbon, like you still have to get everything proportioned right.
You ever been to that bar and you know you shouldn't order an old fashioned and you risk it anyways because you're like, it's pretty simple. And then you get it and you're like, oh my God. And then you,
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it too. And I was so excited because they had a single barrel of the E.H. Taylor on the shelf. I was like, oh man, that's like, I'm really digging an old fashioned right now, but like, I'm going to use that. In the moment I said, I'm going to have that E.H. Taylor and I'm having an old fashioned, I knew they were going to screw it up. And sure enough, they did.
Yeah. Yeah. We were I was up in Canada a few weeks ago, a month or two. And there's a little, if you ever go up to Vancouver, it's the best little thing. There's a piece of America in Canada. There's like a little inlet. And you can't
it's called the Toronto Raptors.
It's called Point Roberts, Washington. and you cannot get there. You cannot get there from the United States.
From the United States. I've heard about that. You have to get to it from Canada. Yes.
Okay. So you go into Canada, you go into Vancouver, and then it's about a 35-minute drive from like downtown Vancouver. Go to Point Roberts, and you have to go through the border, and it's the weirdest little town. And as far as I can tell, it's only there to smuggle things into Canada. Like the only thing in that town is there's like five like UPS and like postal annexes. So everyone just gets stuff delivered there and then like skips out on the Canadian tariffs and taxes and brings it into the country. And there's one bar. There's one bar there. And whenever we go up, we go and watch football at the Reef Tavern. And it's just this great little dive bar in Point Roberts, Washington. And I love this place. They make the worst old fashioned you've ever had.
I was like, wait a minute, where is this story going? And then I realized, oh yeah, we were talking about bad old fashioned.
I love, okay, and it's this, it's on the water. It's this amazing view, unbelievable bar, good bar food. Everything about that place is kick ass. And I knew it. You do not order an old fashioned at the Reef Tavern in Point Roberts. And I, like an idiot, I was like, yeah, let's old fashioned it is. And it came to me and I didn't have the heart to tell him that it was terrible. The guy's like, hey, what do you think of that old fashioned? Good, huh? And I was like, yeah, that's great. Oh my gosh. He's like, you want another one? I'm like, yeah, let's maybe change.
Let's change it up a bit.
And I knew it. It was the moment I ordered that. I was like, this is not the place. This is not where you order that.
Well, where you order it is at Joey's house.
Yes.
If you ever get the invite.
It's not going to happen again. I had my one opportunity and it didn't happen.
I wonder about that because the bat signal went out very early Friday morning and I was able to make it. You were not. I can tell you the family's delightful. The house is wonderful. The old fashions are on point and Booger stole the show. The green couch really is all it's cracked up to be.
He's just rubbing it in at this point.
The question is, does Souk ever get another opportunity to watch the Ducks on the green couch? Which, by the way, you watch maybe 3 minutes of the game.
It was kickoff and I was like, hold on. That was a nice throw. We're about to score. And then like we blinked and it was 21-0. You see, like that whole thing came together because it was a timing, right? It was a Friday night game that it was early enough where you guys didn't have a show, and since it wasn't on Saturday, then like I wasn't consumed by soccer practice or soccer games.
This is all code for no. City. Yeah, that's all.
He's saying
this is just a long way to say I missed my window.
You missed your window.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying you missed his window. I'm just saying he just missed that window.
Okay.
Right. And we just don't, it's kind of like Halley's Comet, right? You know, you just don't know when that is, when the star, or, you know, I guess I'm going to change that because Halley's Comet doesn't have things left aligned. It would be like, the solar eclipse, you know, from a few years ago that summer, right, where everybody was like, this hasn't happened in like 56 years and this is incredible. And then it's like, you just don't know when everything is going to align again.
You ever seen Field of Dreams? The movie.
Oh, people will come, right?
Yeah. One of my favorite lines people in that whole movie is when
love dope. Now get the hell out of here.
Archibald Graham says, we all think that there'll be another day, but sometimes you don't realize that that's the only day. And that's, I missed. That was my window. And now I just get to sit back and hope one day that it happens again, but I'm not holding out. I'm not holding out faith.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, maybe.
The question though is, did you actually get your car?
I'm not certain you're prepared for the level of rage that was welling up within me. So let me just state again, for the record, the entire Audi of Bellevue dealership can kiss my rosy red ass that those are the worst group of human beings that I've ever dealt with on any level. And if a meteor, you were talking about the Halley's Comet, if a meteor were to come down and land on, once again, Audi of Bellevue, no one feel bad because they deserve that comet to crash into that place because that place sucks.
Can I get a couple Audis out of there before the comet hits it?
Possibly.
I love a good Audi.
You have no idea the level of rage that one man can have towards a specific entity until you hear of my experience, which I won't.
It was a rough day.
It was bad.
It was a rough day.
It was not good.
I have
And then a
We had old fashioned for you.
I had a 3-hour train ride.
It was delicious.
On the way home to think about my level of rage. And let me just say this to that son of a bitch general manager. You can't do what you did to me and then follow that up with, don't worry, I'll take care of your $30 train ticket home. And then when you send me the reimbursement, put an exclamation point and a smiley face behind it. You don't get to do that.
I thought you said safe travels.
Yes, yeah. Safe travels.
Yeah.
With a smiley face and an exclamation point. Don't get to do that.
Condescending.
Yes.
Very condescending.
You don't get to do
he
that.
He didn't like you. You pissed him off.
Well, I had some colorful things to say.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, once you do that, all bets are off. You know, he's like, F you.
No. I may have called his staff and his entire dealership garbage. And I stand by my statement.
Well, they probably are.
I stand by my statement.
Well, anyway.
So, no.
How close is this dealership to Husky Stadium? Because that could either there's... I was just thinking, like, there's probably a lot of, like... seepage from the garbage that happens there at Husky Stadium out into the greater car dealership area. So I wouldn't, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, I've started a new blood feud with the city of Bellevue.
Seepage.
It's
great word.
Yeah. I had a feud going with Camus. I've moved it to Bellevue because like the last time I was in Bellevue, we stayed there, me and my buddy, for a Metallica show and we got pulled over. And they were convinced that we got pulled over for DUI. Let me just say that my buddy blew 0.0, and yet we were detained for almost an hour. For a 0.0. Thank you. So the entire city of Bellevue. I'm gonna amend my statement. It's just the city of Bellevue. Like you said, there's too much seepage. No offense to anyone that's in Bellevue. I hope the meteor hits. That's my new blood feud with that entire area.
Well, it might take out Husky Stadium.
0.0? And you still weren't convinced?
I love that we're talking about nothing that has to do with anything except Suk's poor experience at Audi dealer.
Well, in his defense, you did ask.
Yeah.
I
wasn't going to talk.
I love that we could go to anyway.
I can't help it. My rage, obviously, as you can tell, it's too fresh.
Well, don't go to Audi of Bellevue.
No, the wound is too fresh.
Did they know you were a radio host and you were going to blast them all up and down the West Coast?
I told them. I told them when I left, I said, just so you know.
Do you know who I am?
I just said,
did you play that card? Did you that play is, the
well,
know who
it,
I am card?
It's, it, this is, no. Do you know who I am adjacent?
All I simply said was, I will do everything in my power to spread the word about what a garbage ass place this is, which probably led to the safe travels exclamation point smiley face.
Have you tweeted it yet?
Oh yeah.
Let's get that out there.
Yeah. We reviewed, it's the whole thing. Yeah. It's just, it's not good. It's not,
all right.
It's not,
well,
it's not good.
I think there's a game.
There is. I think so.
I think there's
again,
a game.
Back to the original point. Okay. We will not dissect. I may actually amend my original statement when I said we were going to talk about one thing that has to do with the game. And we're going to go the over under about the over under of us talking about something that has to do with the Illinois game is 0.5.
Oh,
number of topics.
Well,
it's tough.
Will we talk about one topic that has to do with the game?
Well, this is a great question.
It is. It's
tune in to find out.
Next
on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, the over-under on if we will talk about
the number of topics.
The aspect, yeah, topics. Any aspects of the game is only a half, so let's see if anything applies.
Let's see what we can do.
Well, I mean, come on, Illinois, it's not exactly sexy, but it is a top 25 matchup.
Isn't it weird that it is a top 20 matchup and everyone collectively is like, well, it's a 20, it's a three touchdown spread.
But it's Illinois. The problem with being number one is there are no problems.
No.
You know, it's like,
Things are going pretty good.
Yeah. So I guess general question, so this may not take us over the over-under, but where are the Ducks vulnerable to you?
I'm going to steer this away from anything that has to do with football. They may potentially be vulnerable if Illinois wears those leather helmets again.
Those were pretty cool.
Those
they
are awesome.
May be vulnerable in the helmet department.
What did you think of those?
Those were incredible. I didn't think they were real at first. I was like, you know, all this computer, this AI computer generated stuff is getting, you know, is crossing the line. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. Okay, where are they vulnerable?
Each one of those helmets was hand painted, and it took them 2 hours to do each one.
Yeah, and yet we'll cry about resources and needing money. Yet we're hand painting 100 helmets for one game. It's like when Clemson needs money, and I'm like, "Do you put a slip and slide in your, you know, in your facility? You know, spare me." But I thought they were very cool. It did too. It threw me for a loop. I did not understand what I was looking at the first.
Will you stop steering this thing off course? He asked me a question about vulnerability, and I'm trying to be vulnerable. I'm trying to share.
Helmet vulnerability.
So Audi of Bellevue.
The people of Bellevue, the overzealous police department. Then we started on the fire department.
I don't think they are vulnerable.
We stayed in Bellevue last summer. Seriously, for a soccer tournament, the Crossfire soccer tournament. And while I didn't have a horrible experience, I will say it's kind of stale.
Yeah.
Like it's really stale. Like there's no soul. No, there really isn't. Like there's this old little stretch that's kind of, you know, cute-ish, and then it's like there's the water down there, but everything else is like, it's just strip mall and
it's
like,
mass-produced. It's the Pottery Barn of cities, is what it is. And you know, that's the last thing we need is more Pottery Barns. No offense to Pottery Barn, but you know.
Well, they may sell green couches though, so. Vulnerability. Okay, we do actually have to talk about this. I'm honestly a little bit nervous, and this is kind of what we talked about afterwards, is we're going to hit a stretch, and they're not going to be vulnerable necessarily this weekend. You know, it's not to say that something can't happen, but down the road, I'm concerned about Jordan Burch's health. I am. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, we talked about before the Ohio State game, is he was the type of player that could have that singular moment, right? We're in the era of college football where even the best teams, the best defenses are going to be giving up 3-4 touchdowns a game you know, in the college football playoff. That's the world we live in. And what you need is you need a lockdown corner, or you need an explosive defensive end. You need that one guy who's going to make that play. And while Oregon's defense has been really, really good, and this, you know, like we talked about, Ohio State's defense has been really, really good, but they didn't have that one explosive play come from that one explosive player. And that's what I think Jordan Birch can be, and frankly, you know, somebody like that will need to be for this team going forward to get to where they want to be at the end of the year. The Oregon is a really, really good team. Talked about them. They are. They've all had moments of fantasticness. They've all, each unit has had moments of like, ooh, that could be a little bit better. But they're a fantastic football team. If you are going to truly be a national champion, you have to have something, I don't want to say transcendent, right? But like, they need that type of player on defense. Yeah. And losing him for, and I don't, you guys know better than I as far as, you know, whether this is just going to be a, you know, covering your butt and making sure, you know, making people think that, you know, there's a possibility that he could play, or whether he's actually going to come back at some point. Like, I don't know. That one makes me nervous.
Yeah, it's a valid point. It's funny because that's kind of where I was going with it, is when I look at the Ohio State game, because obviously those are the type of teams that you're going to be playing in the playoff, right? I don't think you're going to face someone that's just leaps and bounds better on either side. Like, if you're Ohio State, you're not facing someone leaps and bounds better than Oregon, and vice versa. And when you look at both of those squads, I'm going to say that both offenses just had their way, but the offenses weren't being stopped on a regular basis. They kind of went up and down, and Harmon made a play, obviously a big play. And I thought Ohio State did a better job of creating some pressure in the second half. But like you said,
Mateo had a great stop on third and one that forced him to punt.
But I would say the same thing about Ohio State and the same thing about Michigan is I always call those guys closers. Right. Like when you have a lead in the ninth inning of a baseball game, you bring in Mo Rivera and you get a guy like an Aiden Hutchinson, who now is out for the Lions, or Von Miller was this guy, you know, for that Broncos defense. You need a closer that in a third down, that last drive, right? Without the PI call, Ohio State wins that game. And they went right down the field on him. What you need is you need the closer that comes in and gets the sack with no timeouts left. You need the closer that comes through in that situation. And if I were to say about Oregon and Ohio State, I'm not certain that they have a closer. Last year, that Michigan defense had three closers, which is why, you know, they played those sorts of games that they played. They could close, you know, they could just squeeze you out. And I'm with you. That was mine. I'm not certain. I think they have, both of those teams have it on offense, but I'm not certain that arguably two of the top three or four teams in the country, I'm not certain that either one of those squads has the quote closer. Totally with you.
Does that count as an aspect of the Illinois game? I don't think it does.
Kinda. It doesn't?
Well, maybe they need to close out Illinois, but they probably won't, because Illinois is going to score like 10 points.
Yeah. Seven. Oh, by the way, back-to-back shutouts. Last time Oregon had back-to-back shutouts was 1964, we learned. That is an exclusive stat. Here only to the
only
the fan has looked that up. Yeah, so why do you think, my next question for our friend Joe Harrington, so they're number one and it feels so solid. Like, it doesn't feel like you know, maybe when Oregon was ranked number one in the past, like 2012 or a couple of years before that. Why do you think that is? Why do we feel, outside of talent, because obviously they're the most talented they've ever been, why do you think this feels so damn solid and they really are trustworthy as they head towards the college football playoff?
Who said I said that?
He just showed you.
Damn it.
Trying to put words
I don't know mouth. That and see, I don't know are. That that's I don't okay so and I don't know that it's necessary, it's an indictment on this Oregon team as much as it is kind of like an observation of the 5, 6, 7 teams up at there at the top, right? I mean, let's not forget that just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about all the shortcomings of this Oregon football team. right? Oh my God, they could barely beat Idaho. Oh my God, how'd they squeak away? You know, they're never going to be able to compete with the big boys. Like, and then all of a sudden you win one game and now they're solidly locked in to the number one spot. I don't necessarily buy that. One, because I think they're one of five or six really good teams in the country that could all potentially be in that spot. And two, we've seen, when we talk about it every November, like there's no team, with the exception of maybe the 0-1 Miami, 0-2 Miami team, like that you could look at and say, oh no, they're number one. Like, you know, or, you know, some of the, like even the Alabama teams, you know, maybe Georgia a couple of years ago, you could look at them and say, yeah, no, that's a solidly locked in number one team. But like, no team is ever locked in anywhere. I don't know. This is a long season. This really is a long season. And the fact that we're going to the Big House and we're going to Camp Randall in November does not, and not for any reason because of Oregon, but simply because of the ridiculous craziness of college football. Both of those games give me a little bit of pause. And I think maybe keep me from feeling, oh yeah, we're solidly locked in. Like, I don't know that I want to feel that. I always want to feel like you're on edge a little bit because it keeps you sharp, right? It keeps you, or I should say, I hope that nobody in that organization, in that locker room, in the coaches' rooms, feels like they're solidly locked in.
Oh, they don't. Well, I think, I mean, I think that's part of it is that I just feel like Dan Lanning, there's something about him. Maybe it's just that Georgia pedigree and he was on that team that they
attention to detail.
Yeah. He just feels much more upset proof. Not that he is fully upset proof, but he just feels like he's got that thing. He pushes the right buttons where they just, man, they're trustworthy right now. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's not that they're head and shoulders better than everyone else. It's just, it's like, we're talking about the number 20 team in the country coming in here and everybody's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, three touchdowns and
yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's it's an odd feeling.
Yeah.
But is it an odd feeling? Because that stretch with Marcus Mariota, like there was less than three or four games a year where you even had a remote, like teams, people were talking about how dead Autzen Stadium was because everybody left at halftime.
Yeah.
Right. Like that wasn't that long ago. Where that team was so locked in, like there were only, it was the Stanford game. It was, it wasn't even the Washington game.
No, it's probably just Stanford. Who else? Stanford was like the one that you got nervous about.
USC. I mean, and it wasn't but Stanford, that was the one. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I felt more solid about those teams than I do right now.
Mm.
But maybe that's just
interesting.
Me.
Okay, do you feel that, Sue?
Because
I don't. I think this team's better.
It's interesting. I'm.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with this team potentially being better. I'm just saying, if you're asking me how I felt about like the dominance of, you know, I turned the TV on and saw number 8 behind center. I was like, okay, cool. I'll see you. You know, I'll see you at the end of the game. I know it's already happening.
I got an answer for that. Cause I was sitting there, you threw me for a loop on that. Cause I was trying to go back and think, and this is what I'll say. At the time, I think I would have told you that I felt more comfortable in those Chip Kelly teams. But as I pivoted out of that, I would say, no, I feel more comfortable at this, and I'll tell you why. One was scheme-based, and one was talent-based. Case in point, like in the NFL right now, I've said all year long, Minnesota is the best coach team right now in the NFL. But it's not because of they're not great because of their talent, and I think you've seen that the last 2 weeks. Talent overcomes. So when you've got a scheme, and Chip Kelly had a scheme that people were not prepared for, but when he played teams that were as talented or more talented, he was a 500 coach. Just the stats bear it out. And so while yes, you felt uber confident in these sorts of games with Chip, because you just average teams weren't going to beat him. They weren't going to beat the scheme. But now that I look at it, this isn't scheme based. Yes, they have solid schemes. Yes, they're very fundamentally sound, but this sort of talent to me is more reliable. I will take talent over scheme when it comes to trustworthiness. So I would have pivoted off of that when you asked me, you know, now which one would I have more confidence in? I'll take this one because of that.
And it's not just talent, but it's exceptionally well coached talent.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, they got it all.
Yeah.
They got it all. Yeah. Doesn't mean they're going to finish.
No.
That in-depth analysis may have just earned a green coach invite.
Gosh, whoa. I can only hope.
Whoa.
That oh, was, only hope. That was, you may have just, you, man, talk about poking holes in an argument. Like, I don't want to go flip flop, but you know, I don't know. That's a lot to think about.
He convinced you. Here's the other thing too. You want to know something else?
I do.
Their receivers.
Go. Yeah.
With Dylan Gabriel. Like if you were talking about the Jordan Burch thing, and I totally agree with that. But I don't, when you look at the other elite teams, yeah, they haven't been that great defensively.
No.
And I don't know when a push comes to shove, who the hell can stop, as long as Dylan Gabriel keeps doing what he's doing, mm-hmm, I don't know who can stop their pass catchers, well, dude. They're well, all, Holden, yep, Stewart, all those, Johnson, all those guys, and then Ferguson too. And now the young kid, the freshman, stepping up, tight end, Sadiq. Dude, they're
Ohio State literally went into that game and was like, nah, we'll be fine. We're going to bring a guy down to the box. We're going to stop your run. And Oregon absolutely torched him. So that's
if they need 5 yards. Yes. Let's just say they need 5 yards. If they can stay ahead of the chains, or you know, just
it's really tough to stop.
It is
them.
So hard to stop those guys.
Yeah,
they're really.
It is a pick your poison type of offense right now, in that you load the box and you play man on the outside. It's a real tough.
Good luck.
And if you play coverage, Oregon's all O line and the backs they have prove that they can run it down your throat. It will be a tough out for anybody.
Yeah.
And when you look at the elite teams, you're right. They don't right now. So those teams don't have defenses that are absolutely terrible. Even Georgia, this defense is not what the defenses have been in the past for Georgia.
There you go. What do you think about that?
Did we hit the over?
Nope, we did not. I think that's under. We did not talk about Illinois once.
Anything specific to Illinois?
No, we did not.
No, we didn't.
Other than the helmets, mm-hmm, which were pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess,
yeah, but we did talk football, which is better than, you know, better than most weeks.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
But continue to screw Audi of Bellevue.
Yes!
Screw you, Audi of Bellevue.
Thank you.
Remember that.
We just need to go, Sook, let's walk down to BMW Portland and we can, you know, make a little introduction.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Just bring in a new family.
Have a great weekend and hugs to Boogers.
Yeah. Boogers is right here. He says hello.
Yeah. My new favorite cat. We will talk to you next week. Thanks, Joey.
Adios.
All right, Joey Harrington each week here on the show, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Up next, Club 1080 on the phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.